many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 7 to 18. The prophecy of Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 7 to 18. Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those he has invited. On the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all those clad in foreign clothes. On that day, I will punish all who avoid stepping on the threshold, who fill the temple of their gods with violence and deceit. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will go up from the fish gate, wailing from the new quarter, and a loud crash from the hills. Wail, you who live in the market district. All your merchants will be wiped out. All who trade with silver will be destroyed. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lambs and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left on its dregs, who think the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad. Their wealth will be plundered. Their houses demolished. Though they build houses, they will not live in them. Though they plant vineyards, they will not drink the vine. The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. The cry on the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty warrior shouts his battle cry. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. I will bring such distress on all people that they will grope about like those who are blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust, and their entrails like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his jealousy, the whole earth will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth. My theme for reflection is when silence speaks louder than crowds. When silence speaks louder than crowds. Most of us know what it is to be stunned into silence, a breathtaking sunrise, an unexpected act of kindness, or the moment someone calls your full name and you realize you may be in trouble. Zephaniah begins with a similar summons. Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. It is silence not of confusion but of awe, the hush that falls when the ultimate authority enters the room. In Zephaniah's world, people approached God with noisy rituals, but their lives shouted a different allegiance. Leaders dressed in foreign attire as a symbol of divided loyalty. Merchants cheated the poor. The complacent lived as though God were irrelevant, and society dissolved into moral fog. The problem was not ignorance, it was indifference. They knew God's covenant, his holiness, his mercy, and yet lived as if he were powerless or absent. Into this spiritual drift, Zephaniah declares that the day of the Lord is coming, God's decisive intervention in history. It is a day of unveiling when no pretense can hide behind religious activity. The prophet paints a stark scene, cries from every gate of the city, warriors trembling, wealth collapsing like sand castles in a rising tide. If this sounds intense, it is because God's justice is fierce, precisely because his love is fierce. Kierkegaard once observed, purity of heart is to will one thing. But Judah willed a dozen things at once. Security from other nations, wealth from the marketplace, pleasure from idols, and God only as a ceremonial afterthought. The day of the Lord is God's way of restoring the world to a single center, Himself. Amos 5:18 to 24 enriches our understanding of the text. Amos warns Israel not to long for the day of the Lord as though it were a festival. Instead, he cries for justice to roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The prophets agree. The day of the Lord is not merely about punishment. It is about reordering the world so that life flows again where deceit and complacency once reigned. But God never exposes sin without offering hope. Zephaniah hints at a sacrifice God Himself provides, chapter 1, verse 7, a whisper that finds its echo in the cross, where the devastation described in the chapter falls on Christ instead of us. And so, while Zephaniah calls the world to silence before judgment, the New Testament calls us to confidence before mercy, because the judge himself has borne our sentence. What then does this mean for us today? It means living with holy attentiveness, refusing to dress our souls in foreign loyalties, and allowing God's voice, not wealth, ambition, or convenience, to shape our decisions. It means recognizing that complacency is as dangerous as idolatry, for both say to God, "You do not matter." And it means remembering that every day is lived in light of that day when all will be revealed. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I become spiritually complacent, living as though God does not actively shape my daily choices? Number two, which foreign attire, habits, desires, or influences am I wearing that signals divided loyalty to God? And now our practical exercise for the day. Spend 5 minutes in complete silence before God. No requests, no explanations, just silence. Ask Him to reveal one area where your life needs to realign with His holiness and justice. Sovereign Lord, before whom all creation falls silent, teach us to recognize your holiness and to live with hearts awake to your coming. Strip away complacency, purify our loyalties, and clothe us with the righteousness of Christ. As we await the day of the Lord, may our lives reflect your justice, mercy, and truth. Through Christ our Redeemer, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all.